It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're on Jethro Country with a Twist. Man, it's good to be here. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits of being on Jethro. There's a couple of them sitting right in front of me. We've got Conrad, who is our producer, works at a fair rate, so we're able to keep him happy. And then sitting beside me today, Barbecue Bob is on sabbatical. He's up at deer camp already. You know, it's bow season. And some people have already got their deer. Barbecue Bob is. And one of those guys that got a really nice buck sitting beside me, the master of meat. The board of directors, the one and only Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here, Job.
Man, it is really good to be here. I'm so glad that you are. Thanks for making time. I know this is a busy time of year for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Along with, just getting things ready for guys to take tailgating or take hunting with them. But we also turn venison into sausages for you. So
yeah.
If you got boneless meat, you don't know what to do with, bring it in. We'll take care of that for you.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute because you got a dandy, I'll call it a 10 point. Your taxidermist called it a 9 point, but we'll get into that in a minute. That's just debatable. The horns don't eat anyway, but they'll look really nice on the camp wall.
Oh, absolutely, and it's always good just to have a drink and just compare drinks against the horns, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Have I had four or five right on that side? Right. But anyway, well, hey, I went to a bow camp last week, and if you're a first-time listener, you'll know that I'm not an avid hunter. I enjoy being out in the woods, but what I really enjoy doing is cooking for my buddies. So I went down to Shartucky, where I grew up, Charlotte, just a little bit south of Lansing, had a bow camp. One of my buddy's sons got a really nice 10 down there as well during camp. But I went down there to grill, and I ran into a guy here in Grand Rapids. His name is Jeff Botroff, and Jeff is owns a company called Cutlerville Grills, and we got Jeff on the live line right now. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, Randy. Thanks. Nice to be here.
Man, it's good to hear your voice. So, Jeff, I'm gonna tell everybody what you did for me. So I'm at going out to lunch. I reel into a parking lot in a restaurant, and I get out of my car, and in comes Jeff beside me in his pickup truck, and he's got two grills in the back of his truck. So immediately I'm gravitating to this guy, right? He's my kind of man. He's a grilling guy. Well, these grills are unique. And Jeff, tell us about the two grills you had in the back of your truck.
Well, the two grills that I had in my truck, and I have them for sale and for rent, are all steel grills. They're almost life-size. One of them is a bull, and another one is a pig. And these grills, you can smoke with them and just grill on them also.
Yeah, so Jeff, I get talking to Jeff, and so we go into the restaurant. We have a beer and a really good French dip sandwich from our friends at Brands. And so we're sitting there, and I tell him what I do, and we're BSing, and he's like, well, you should take one of these. And I'm like, I've got the right place to do that. So Jeff loaned me one of these grills, but what he's not telling you is he's got them on trailers, and you can rent these things from him for a very reasonable price. Jeff, how does anybody get a hold of you if they want to rent this bull on this trailer? And describe the trailer to me.
The trailers, the two different ones, they're like a 5x10 trailer with the grills are mounted right on them. And there's a built-in serving bar that is a live edge cherry slab of wood.
Beautiful.
That is the bar side of it. And they're mounted right on the trailer. They're permanent. You can drag them down the highway. They've got lights on them. They're relatively light, you know, as far as they're not, you don't need a pickup truck to pull them with. You can pull them behind a car even.
Yep, that's what I did, Jeff. I pulled it behind my GMC Acadia that I took down there, and I bet I got 20 honks when I was driving down the highway with people giving me the thumbs up as they passed me. But, Jeff, how can they rent one of these from you?
Well, they could call me at 616-304-2867. I don't really have them on a website right now.
That's all right.
I have them on, I've got a website for my antique shop, and I'm not all that high-tech computer savvy, so it's not easy for me to create the site.
Well, here's the deal. We're going to have them put on the Grilling Guys website. That's thegrillingguys.com. We'll post them on the Facebook. I got some pictures of me grilling on these things. They were a huge hit, Jeff, and I just wanted to give you a shout-out. That's Cutlerville Grills, area code 616-304-2867. Give Jeff a call, because I'm telling you what, this is a conversation starter when you roll in with one of these. And my buddies were like, what the hell, Jop? You had to come up with something new again. And I'm like, yep, every year, brother. That's the way it's going to be. But anyway, hey, Jeff, thanks. We appreciate your time. And Mr. Sobey's got a question for you here.
Hey, Jeff, Tim Sobey here. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but just an offer for you. Bring one of those over to our shop some Saturday. I'll provide the meats. You grill them up. People can see what they look like. I saw the picture, and they are really bad to the bone. Those are really cool looking. So I think if people saw them in action, they would love to rent one. I know I would myself.
That'd be great. I would love to do that for you. You and I will have to get together off air and set something up and pick a weekend, and we'll make it happen.
Very good. Jeff, once again, thanks again for letting me use the grill. My buddies loved it. I got several of them pick up your information while I was there, so hopefully we can help you grow this thing. But what a cool thing. Just a great novelty item if you're tailgating or having parties in your backyard. So take care, brother, and we'll be talking soon.
Thanks, Randy. You guys all have a good day now.
All right, you too. Yeah, Tim, that's a great idea. Thank you for doing that for Jeff, because he's a retired guy, and he goes down to Texas and he imports these things. They come out of Mexico, but I'm telling you, they're all double-walled. It isn't going to burn out. It's heavy cast, or I mean heavy steel grates in it, and they're just a really cool grill.
And you said in copper.
Right. That's on the exterior. That's the exterior. They're right. Copper-colored, and they're all riveted.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And they're going to get patina as time goes.
Right.
And I couldn't even imagine what it looked like until you showed me the picture on his pamphlet, right?
Right.
Those things are so cool. So I know that's one of those, they're a head turner. I think if people could see what it is, they'll be flocking to rent one.
Yeah, I had a couple buddies that wanted to put one in their backyard.
Yeah.
And until their wife saw the picture of it, and they're like, oh, no. Well, they're not grilling girls, right? That's all. The guys want them, but the girls, they put their foot down. But it's cool stuff. It's really cool stuff. So, Tim, tell me about it. You got a really nice buck the opening weekend of bow season, right?
Yeah, opening day, actually.
Oh, and, wow.
That's the nicest rack I've ever gotten. Best one I've seen even to get a shot at in probably over 30 years.
Nice.
So that one really, really was a dandy up there. And he came in, he was rutting already, and they've just been tearing things up there. So
yeah, I noticed his horns were all polished up.
Yeah.
So Conrad was asking you, what do you do with the venison? From a butcher, a man that can do anything with meat, what do you do? Tell us about the cuts that you take to eat as steaks or roasts, and then what do you do with the rest of it?
Well, certainly, camp tradition, you got to eat the heart, right?
Right.
Back
straps. Do you cook it?
Yeah, we do cook it.
Okay.
Yeah. But the steaks out of that, typically, if it's a doe, I'll steak out those back quarters. A buck, I might be more inclined just to turn those into jerky, and then we do a lot of grind, and then make sausages out of the rest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll talk about sausages in a minute, and in the next segment, I want to talk to you about how to treat your venison. Oh, Conrad gave me the 2 minutes. We probably still have time. So, warm weather. We're living in this warm weather. What are a couple tips that everybody should know about handling a deer once you've got it down in this warm weather?
So, number one, you want to get that hide off it, get it cooled as quickly as possible. Get it hung. Don't be afraid to get some cold water on there to cool that carcass down quickly. Just make sure you pat it dry. If it's hanging head down, don't let the water settle in that chest cavity. Take paper towel, sop it up. And then give it a few hours. If it's going to be really warm, like we got this weekend, maybe let it hang at least overnight. Chunk it out, get it in a cooler, let it cool properly. Don't take the meat and just throw it as it's warm in a plastic bag. It'll sour. You'll end up throwing the whole thing away.
Right, exactly. That's some great tips, because you don't want to lose that venison. They're hard to get.
Absolutely.
Right?
$10,000 a pound.
Yeah. Yeah. We had Alan Bobbs on last weekend. He was talking about a tree stand. It's called a swing that, and I asked him off air. I said, man, I'd really like one of those, till he told me it was $600 to get yourself outfitted. And I'm like, man, that adds to the pound cost, doesn't it? Yeah. But you got to have things to do. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to take a trip down Meat Case Lane. You're going to love this. Every time I get a chance to spend time with Tim, we do this. So stick with us. We'll be back.